You know, sometimes you see this in churches. I'm glad that we are not this type of church, but a lot of churches you go to, most people don't go soul winning. And what takes place as the culture of the church is that if you are a soul winner, you get criticized by the non-soul winners. The people that don't go soul winning criticize you. They criticize for how you did it. They say, well, you're just doing that to promote yourself. They'll say everything under the sun to try to bring you down. And it's like, well, newsflash, it's your own deficiency that's making you envious. Amen. That's the reason why they're criticizing. They're criticizing because they know they should be doing this and they're too lazy. Or they have fear. And what you're going to find in life is that when people are envious at other people, it's usually because they aren't good enough. Because that other person is probably better than them. Now look, I'm not saying that is always the reason for why envy starts. As I said, this is not a doctrinal view, but this is for the life of King Saul. Why is it King Saul gets envious? Because David's better than him. Because Saul's not good enough. Because Saul did wrong. It's not David's fault. It's your fault, Saul. It's your deficiency. It's your weakness. It's because you were unwilling to follow what God said.